It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Coming up, it is a global sell-off sparked by fears in China. What does it all mean? What is the technical damage? We're coming up with it.
Tired of squinting at your phone? Give your eyes a rest and let your ears take over. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Happy New Year, everybody. Paul Vigna, Kristen Schoeller here with the Money Beat blog. It is not a happy new year so far in the markets. In fact, it's a downright horrific new year. It could end up being, Kristen, the worst New Year's since, I hate to, you know, how many times do we have to say, you know, since the Great Depression, but since the Great Depression. Terrible first day.
That's right. For the Dow and for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, the worst first day to start a new year since 2001, at least. Obviously, we haven't closed yet, but
right.
That's how things are setting up. So you had a variety of factors weighing on stocks. China was one of them. And then we know that losses worsened for the U.S. indices when a disappointing ISM manufacturing report
right.
came out. This culmination of worries about the global economy really seem to be sending stocks lower. And you see that in the sectors, all these economically sensitive groups, techs, financials, industrials, et cetera, are all the worst performers
right.
today.
And the number we want you to keep an eye on is the Dow and the percentage loss, everybody. If it closes, and we're taping this during the day, we don't know where it's going to finish. If it finishes 2.5% or worse, if it is a wider loss than that, it'll be the worst since 1932 for the Dow, just the Dow. So keep an eye on that. Little fun fact for you. But you mentioned China, and we want to talk about China, and that's the big thing. And we're lucky today to have with us Ken Brown, our Hong Kong chief, who is here in New York. And look, it is a good thing for us and our listeners that you're here, Ken.
Thanks.
Did China just explode overnight? I mean, what happened over there?
Well, this is China, and so it's always a little complicated. A few things happened. There was some manufacturing data that was weak, but it has been weak. It's been the PMI has been down for 10 straight months or negative for 10 straight
right.
months, so it's nothing new. They guided the currency lower again, but that's also not new. Then there's a couple of sort of interesting China things. When the market was crashing over the summer, the government put in some new rules that said if you're a big shareholder in a company, you can't sell for 6 months. So that 6 months expires mm-hmm. on Friday. And so that had some people nervous, although everyone knew the date was coming. And also, everyone knows if the market's crashing, the Chinese government will just extend that January mm-hmm. 8th number. Also, what happened was the circuit breakers, which they put in place in December, and this was the first day they were actually effective. And these are circuit breakers like we have in New York. But what happens in China is the Chinese market is ruled by retail investors who trade fast, and they are quick to pull the trigger when the market's tumbling. And so what happened is, right after lunchtime, the market was down 5%. They did a 15-minute break, which is what the circuit breakers do. And then as soon as they started trading, it just collapsed, and it went down another 2 percentage points, and they shut it down for the day. And so those were the factors.
Yeah. So how much of that, and again, not again, but how much of that should we here in New York be concerned with? How much of that is specifically a China issue? Because clearly right now people all over the world are concerned about this.
Yeah.
It got everyone's attention. It got people selling. It got people moving. But how much should we be concerned about this?
Well, so that's the big surprise of the day. So everyone knew the Chinese market, the Chinese economy was weakening.
Right.
Everyone knew the Chinese currency was going down. Everyone knew all this stuff. Even this January 8th number, this Friday number, a date, everyone knew. So what was amazing to me was over the summer when the Chinese market crashed, I mean, it fell more than 40% in a relatively short period. It took a long time for the rest of the world to really notice.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the world did not react. And then eventually it did react and pretty violently. Today, you had one day of sell-off, and the market immediately reacted. Now, the Chinese market is effectively closed to global investors. I mean, there are some in there, but it doesn't really matter to the world. The Chinese economy matters a lot. Mm-hmm. But to see the financial system play out globally and to see investors react globally to what's going on in the Chinese markets, that's a surprise to me.
Yeah, and I want to ask, Kristen, jump in.
Ken, what I'm curious about is how correlated are the Chinese economy and the Chinese stock market? Do the two move in tandem or not?
No. They have almost no connection. I mean, when the Chinese market was soaring in the mid-2000s, the economy was soaring. And when it crashed at the end of the 2000s, in 2007, 2008, the economy was still soaring. And when it rallied massively last year, the economy was weakening. And when it crashed, the economy was still weakening. There's no correlation, really. It is a day trader's market. And they've been trying to change that, and they have failed.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.